Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman.
Welcome to SpartanCast, and once again, we are bringing you another York College athlete. And this week, we're going to have our SpartanCast with YCP softball shortstop Katie Maloney. Katie is a junior from Ashton, Pennsylvania, which is the Philadelphia area, if I'm not mistaken, right? Katie's had a pretty distinguished career here at York College. All CAC, two straight seasons, both seasons that she's been a player. Hit 360 last year in her rookie year, where she was the CAC Rookie of the Year, 383. She is an early childhood major and also one of the captains of the team. First of all, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what attracted you to come to York College and be a softball player here.
Well, I've always wanted to play college sports, but when I came to choosing York, I really liked the education program, which is what I'm here for, earlier education. I've heard a lot of reviews about it, so I figured I would check it out. And then when I came here, when I decided I wanted to play softball, I met with Coach Pettis, and it was just sold me from there.
All right, so you're an athlete. You obviously have all the things that you have to do related to being an athlete. But also, you know, you've got to do your schoolwork. How do you balance it? How did you find that balance, and was that difficult for you to do?
You know, I expected it to be a lot harder than it was for me. Freshman year was definitely a transition from high school to college, huge transition. But, you know, you learn with softball and playing sports, you learn how to manage your time. And especially going into being a teacher, like, that's also a lot of things that you need to do, is to be able to, you know, manage your time wisely. And when you have that off time from sports and from your practices or workouts, like, you need to get the work done. You need to be diligent in getting your work done whenever you have that free time.
You mentioned that you're an early childhood education major. You want to do young kids, kindergarten through four. Why that? Why did you pick that?
You know, I really just enjoy being around kids, like, through sports. We've done a lot of softball camps with them. Even at home, like, I have a lot of, like, younger kids that are around me, and it's just a fun experience. They're a lot of fun to be around with, and I really want to be able to teach those young kids certain things that they're going to need to know to make them better people later on in life and to make that impact in them so young.
Obviously, I think you also have a minor in coaching, if I'm not mistaken. I did not know that you could have a minor in coaching. Is that something that you want to combine with your education career? Would you like to go back and do high school coaching, or even, you know, obviously with softball, there's a lot of club and that sort of, is that another part of what you want to do with your career?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, yes, I want to be a teacher and everything, but I never want to give up that sports aspect of my life. I've been doing it my whole life. You know, I enjoy coaching during the camps and everything. So when that minor in athletic coaching will give me a way to, you know, be the middle school coach or be that high school coach, and it'll just be a better experience, and you'll have more time with those kids and everything.
Why did you pick softball?
Well, when I was younger, I played baseball. So I was, you know, one of the boys playing baseball my whole life. And then when I turned 12 was when I had to transfer over into softball, because, you know, boys are getting bigger and stronger, and then we're here. But so transferring to softball, you know, my whole family's a big baseball family, so it's just a Maloney thing.
Okay, so it's always been something that you've wanted to do. You didn't, did you do multi-sports? I know that sometimes, obviously you said baseball, but sometimes we see, you know, athletes that have done three or four sports, and then they just, as you get older, you have to pick one, because that's what's become of athletics. You have to pick one sport to be best at. Was that something for you, or was it always softball?
Oh, no. I also played basketball up until my senior year of high school. I tried soccer out. Wasn't really my thing. And then I also was a cheerleader, but other than that, softball was my thing. It was my sport.
Okay. All right. One of the things that here at York College, the team is a very young team. No seniors. You're one of three juniors, one of the captains, obviously. So it's a young team. What's the challenges of having a young team?
You know, there's definitely challenges. There's advantages and disadvantages with it. As a captain on the team, you need to, and like one of the leaders, you have to really take them under your wing and guide them, having such a young team. But at the same time, it's a learning process for everybody. You know, we're learning from them, they're learning from us. But I like having a young team because you don't have all that worry. Like, they're just young kids coming into play, and that's what you want. You don't want your players and then the incoming freshmen worrying about everything. You want them to just come in, play, and enjoy the game that they've been playing their whole life.
Is it weird not to have any seniors on the team? That's not normal at the collegiate level. It just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. You always think you have all these seniors and all this upperclassmen, but we definitely don't. But I'm okay with it, and I think it's a good experience for everybody.
Okay, now you guys have the weirdest schedule, and we were talking about this beforehand. You have not played a game at home. We're here in mid-March or almost mid-March. And of your first 22 games, only two are at home. Is that a little weird, or does that help for the team cohesion as you go through the season because you're always on the road?
You know, I definitely think it's weird that we do only have two home games out of the first 22 games. However, March is always a shaky month with weather,
sure,
especially around here. So I do think it helps to have more home games later on in the season, like in April and everything, when weather normally tries to calm down a little bit. But being on the road, and our schedule is like travel friendly. So most of our away games and our long travels are on the weekends. So we're not missing any class. We're not any of that. But the bus rides are definitely a bonding experience for our team. You know, we have a lot of fun. We stay loose. It's a good experience. It's fun.
You don't have to tell any tales out of school, so to speak. But are there any things that you guys do on the bus that's a little different than any your other experiences?
Well, what's different from high school was we like always had our phones on the bus. We always did this, but now we have like a cell phone box. So we get on the bus, we have this nice your college cell phone box. We put it in there. But other than that, we all have our little things we all do, but it's fun. We listen to a lot of music. We really jam out on the bus, so
okay,
it's exciting.
Well,
we
that's
stay
good.
Loose and have fun.
Hey, you know, that makes the trip probably a lot easier.
Oh yeah.
Than sitting, you know, and you've got a few bus rides. The bus ride to Christopher Newport's a pretty long one. I'm trying to think what else. Southern Virginia is also a long ride as well. So, all right. You mentioned why you picked York. What's your favorite thing about being in York and at York College?
I would probably say definitely the sports aspect, you know, like all the athletics, but the people here, you know, they're very friendly. Even the professors, you know, they'll work with you. So every once in a while you might have that strict professor, especially with sports, but they appreciate everything you do. And the people around here, like any new people you meet or anything, like they're always so friendly and they're welcoming, and it's just like a positive atmosphere being here at York.
What's the hardest thing that you've had to do in your career?
The hardest thing I've had to do in my career here at York? That's a good question. I would probably say the whole time management. I know I said it wasn't as difficult as I thought, but there are times where it's a struggle, especially in the middle of the semesters during season. Especially with being an education major, you have to have field experience hours,
right.
So you have to go into the classroom. So having all those hours is really difficult with practice time and game time and travel time. But so I would probably say the whole time management, getting everything done.
Your biggest influences?
My biggest influences are definitely my family. You know, they're my biggest support system. I know no matter how that game goes, no matter how well I do in that game, like, they're always going to have my back, and I'm never going to not make them proud. Both my brothers are very influential with sports. You know, like them and my father have taught me everything that I know about sports, like the mental game, the physical game. But my brother, Joe, who is in the minor league organization for the Twins, you know, he has taught me a lot, especially over the past few years, really mentally my mindset, how it should be. And he's my hitting coach over the winter break and during the off seasons. So he's definitely taught me a good amount and really showed me the athlete that I need to be.
Nice to have your own personal hitting coach, isn't it?
Absolutely.
let's explore that a little bit. Have you gotten to see him play in minor leagues?
Yeah, well, he was originally drafted by the Texas Rangers. So, you know, we went down to Arizona and we watched him play spring training, and it's an awesome experience, you know, like couldn't be more prouder of the kid. He's done some big things. I didn't get to see him play in minor leagues this year because, you know, I'm in season and he's down in Florida now. But I hope to definitely see him play later on.
Well, that sounds really cool. Is that something he's always wanted to do too?
Oh, absolutely. Even when he was younger, you know, he's always wanted to play professional baseball, and he's always wanted to do it. It's always been his dream. And you know, when kids are younger, you always think, oh, they want to be everything. They want to be the astronaut. They want to be the professional players. But he's definitely showed me that it is possible to really follow your dreams, as cliche as that sounds. He has done some big things, and he's a pretty cool guy.
What position does he play?
He started as a catcher, so he's mainly an outfielder right now, but he also catches and he can play first base.
Being a utility guy,
yep.
there's a lot of strength in it. All right, last question we're going to ask. You're in a leadership role. You've been in a leadership role for a long time on this team. You're also one of the stars, and that's not to stroke you or anything like that. But what do you do as a leader of your team? How do you try to be a leader? Do you do it by example, or what's your strategy?
You know, I try and do a little bit of everything. I try and lead by example, you know, during the games, during practices and everything. Perform to where I need to be as well, to show them what it takes to be a student athlete and to be a member of this team. But I'm also there for, you know, support. And when my players need someone to talk to about anything, whether it's sports, whether it's drama with friends or academic wise, like, I want to be that person that they can come to, like, no matter what it is, and to always be there to talk to. So I think that, like, we've developed, like, me and my co-captain Carly Rollman, I think we've really done a good job of that. You know, we're both different people, but we can address different things in different ways, which I think is good. You know, we're like our counterparts.
Both on and off the field.
Yes.
Is off the field as almost as important, or maybe more important than the on the field?
Oh, absolutely. You know, everything's not just on the field, like during that game time. You have to really take them under your wing during practices, like showing them what they need to do and what's expected at the team workouts we do with Coach Day and different things like that, like time management. You got to show them how to do that and really just guide them in the right direction, like academically, in life, and in sports.
You got your 100th hit last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that feel? Was that a goal for you? Did you say, oh, I'm going to come into college and I'm going to make sure I get 100 hit? By the way, there are only 15 others in school history that have done that. Pretty prestigious mm-hmm. thing. Was that something that you were thinking about when you came in? Oh, I'm going to get 100 hits. Oh, no problem.
You know, I didn't realize it. So a couple days, I think the day or two before, like it would have, before that game, one of the girls on my team mentioned from the write-up, which I didn't read down that far, obviously, mentioned that I only needed one more. So I didn't know that, but then and then during the game when I got the hit, I didn't realize it at first. It wasn't like I was jumping down like, oh, that's my 100th hit. Then I later on that day realized that it was my 100th hit, and I got the text messages from coach and everything. So it's definitely an exciting thing. You know, I didn't perform as well as I had hoped down in Florida, but I know that, you know, adversity is a thing and it can be your friend and your enemy. So I'm ready to really take that next step forward this year.
Thank you very much, Katie Maloney, your college softball player. We appreciate you joining us and joining us on SpartanCast. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!